Czech expats from around the world gathered in Prague last week for a conference on maintaining their native language skills abroad. Czechoslovak exiles who fled the country after the war or after the Soviet-led invasion of 1968, descendants of the old Czech settlers, as well as members of the younger community of Czechs who went abroad to study or work, met for a two-day event held in the National Museum building in the center of Prague to discuss their cultural and linguistic heritage. The conference was co-organized by expats associations and the Czech Foreign Ministry, along with the Czech Radio. I talked to Radio Prague's editor-in-chief Miroslav Krupička about the importance of holding such events.
I think it's quite important because first there is tradition. These assemblies of Czechs abroad take place every 2 years since 1998. So we try to keep this tradition, which is nice. Secondly, we try to sort of create a platform on which the Czechs abroad would meet and interfere with one another, exchange opinions on various topics. And one of the burning issues of today is how to maintain the Czech language abroad. And thirdly, it's a platform for Czechs to meet in general, because some small communities, they live relatively isolated, of course, from the Czech Republic, and sometimes even isolated geographically from the rest of the country where they live. It's the case of the Czechs in Romania, in Serbia, for instance.
One of the people who attended the conference was Milena Grenfell-Baines, who left Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia in 1939 at the age of 9 as one of the Jewish children saved by Nicholas Winton. Although she spent most of her life in England, her Czech has no hint of a foreign accent. I asked her how difficult it was to maintain her mother tongue being surrounded by English speakers from a very early age.
Luckily, my father happened to be in England already, although he was ill. He couldn't really look after us. But we did see him from time to time. And at 9 and a half, I just kept up my language, though my little sister, within 12 months, more or less, forgot. But in 1942, the Czech school was open in England, a Czechoslovak state secondary school, Československá státní škola. And my father then sent me to the school. The whole thing was financed by the Czech Ministry in Exile. Our teachers were mostly seconded from the Czech army that came over in 1940, and I spent the 3 years from 1942 to 1945 in the Czech school, where the language was entirely in Czech, although there were Slovak teachers there. What was interesting, that some of the children who by 1942 had forgotten Czech. And we actually evolved our own language. If you couldn't think of the Czech word, you used the English word, and we sort of Czechicized the English or Anglicized the Czech. But however, it all worked. And in 1945, the school closed down.
After the school closed down, her parents decided to stay in England. Milena Grenfell-Baines trained as a nurse and eventually married a British architect. She brushed up her Czech language skills again in the 1960s when she started working as an interpreter helping to organize exhibitions in Czechoslovakia. Although the job came to an end with the 1968 invasion, by then she was determined to maintain her knowledge of the language. She admits, however, that she wasn't as consistent with her own children.
I did have two children, and I have to admit that I did not speak Czech to them at all. It was, in a way, quite difficult. I was totally surrounded by English people. There were no other Czechs living in my town at the time. And it was possibly I was lazy, because it needs a lot of determination to teach a child Czech. Of course, that now they're very cross with me, that I did not do this, or my grandchildren, or my great-grandchildren.
Milena Grenfell-Baines has been promoting Czech culture in England for years, organizing student exchanges and various cultural events. One of the things that also helped her maintain her native language skills was the discovery of Nicholas Winton in 1985, which put the whole community of Czechs back together. She also maintains that younger generations of Czech expats lack the sense of community that she experienced. Radio Prague's Miroslav Krupička agrees with that view and offers his explanation.
Czechs or Czechoslovaks, exiles who fled and settled in Britain or in the USA, they sort of kept together, and they, you know, created communities. They had very sharp sense of patriotism and of their homeland. They were homesick, basically. And today, when the world is open, people go and can return, can go somewhere, study there for a few years, then move on to another place, work there for a couple of years, etc., then maybe come back or not. So very often, not always, but very often, those people lack this sense of patriotism, of keeping the language and the ideas to speak about their homeland. And it's globalization, basically. And of course, it's different from the time of communism, when people, as I say, stuck together.
Although they may lack the sense of patriotism, the majority of younger Czech expats still insist on keeping their language skills and passing them on to their children. Veronika Marešová, who married an Englishman and lives in London, wanted her daughter to speak Czech, but found it too challenging to teach her on her own, so she decided to establish a school.
We began in February 2012, and it was three of us, three mothers, who decided that we felt that we needed a Czech school in the south of London. It was for us very important. We wanted to make sure that our children speak Czech. We started with seven children, and usually they were our children who actually attended the school initially. However, over the last couple of years, the number has increased, and in September 2014, we had 70 children. It's one of the most important factors in bringing up a bilingual child, for children to meet other children who are in the same situation, and also for the parents to keep in touch with their minority, the community.
Czech language is currently being taught at a network of schools, Česká škola bez hranic, or Czech Schools Without Borders. The first one was established in 2003 in Paris, and there are currently around 50 of them across the globe, with roughly 1,800 students and 300 teachers. Their founder, Lucie Slavíková-Boucher, was led by the same motive, to help her children learn their mother tongue.
I think the idea came from my own children, because the bilingual education is an extremely difficult process, and I experienced it by myself. So I was just hoping for something to help me, because I was just alone in Paris, and in 2003 there was almost no internet. The phone calls were extremely expensive, and so the connection with the language was just me. And so that's why I dreamt about a school. And because nobody made it, I did.
Czech Schools Without Borders are mainly based on parents' own initiative. There is a non-profit organization based in Prague which provides them with the necessary know-how and helps them with the management. At the end of their studies, pupils in Czech Schools Without Borders receive a certificate that is valid and recognized in the Czech Republic. Lucie Slavíková-Boucher believes that having a bilingual education gives their students a great advantage over their peers.
I think that that people in general nowadays want to their children to speak and really know the language, because the world is open and it's so easy to come back. And sometimes the perfect knowledge of the language, even the writing part of it, with the knowledge of the historical and geographical facts, really put these children in a situation that they really can choose the country they would go to, the university. And I think it's just an incredible capacity, because if you live in France and you can attend the university in France, maybe in the United States and in Czech Republic as a Czech citizen, and you have everything to be able to succeed. It's great.